Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. It's Monday, June 5th, 2023. Here are three big things you need to know. One, officials in Davenport, Iowa are confirming a body has been found in the apartment building that partially collapsed last weekend. The city spokesperson identified the victim as Brandon Colvin. He's the first confirmed death. Police say there's a high probability two others also were at home at the time of the collapse. Two, a wildfire in Crawford County, Michigan, roughly 90% contained. The Michigan Department of Natural Resources says the 2,400-acre fire started Saturday afternoon and was initially over 3,000 acres. The fire started by a campfire on private property. It threatened 35 homes. And three, U.S. Senator Joe Manchin isn't saying if he's planning on a third-party presidential run. Speaking on Fox News Sunday, the West Virginia Democrat said people want to be governed from the middle rather than the left or the right. Manchin's name has been brought up repeatedly as potentially a choice for the No Labels political group as a presidential contender. That's where we start this hour one of the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks so much for being alongside. Yes, yes, yes. The silly fill-in host is here for one more day. Steve is back with you tomorrow on Tuesday. We've got a jam-packed Monday program for you, though. Pete Hoekstra coming up at hour one. Angie Wong, also chairman of Legacy PAC. In hour two, we'll talk a bit about the Ford plant petition filing in Marshall and the petition drive there to try to defeat it. Phil Wegman at 7:30, second hour. Real Clear Politics. I know Michigan's on multiple time zones. I try not to do that. We'll talk about new legislation in Lansing about a BB gun bill regarding minors. Jason Hayes from the Mackinac Center in Hour 3. David Bonson in Hour 3. And Senator Ted Harvey in Hour 3 to the Committee to Defeat the President. It's a state senator, not a U.S. senator. He's in Hour number 3. Yes, we're really full, and I'll try to get to as many stories as I can throughout the day that have been sitting over here next to me throughout this week and a half or so that I've been filling in, because this is it. Steve returns tomorrow to the program. We'll hear a bit from Nikki Haley during the program. She had her CNN town hall last night with a Jake Tapper losing his voice while hosting that last night. We'll hear from Nikki Haley, not so much from Jake Tapper. And cut or two from Governor Ron DeSantis, also from the weekend as well. As we bring you through this Monday morning, June 5th, all across the great state of Michigan. If you're new around here, Scott Bertram filling in. I've been with you last week and the Friday before, as I fill in frequently when Steve is unable to be here behind the microphone, and it's always my pleasure and privilege to do so. I'm here at Hillsdale College, where I work in the journalism department, teaching journalism to our fine, fine students. General manager at WRFH, the student-run radio station here at Hillsdale College. They do a great, great job. Also host the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour, the Hillsdale College Classical Education podcast, both available at the new website, which I want to talk about sometime today. I have no idea if I'll have enough time for all this stuff. Podcast.hillsdale.edu, the site for the new Hillsdale College Podcast Network. And also you can catch that on many of these fine radio stations over the weekend as well. I also host a podcast, Political Beats, for National Review, and on our own site, patreon.com/politicalbeats. We're doing the jam this week. That'll be a fun episode as we talk about their music and career. And you find me writing in various places. I'm all over, including very happy to be here on the Steve Gruber Show. At Scott Bertram for me on Twitter. That's ScottBertram. Find the show at SteveGruber.com, at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter. Let's start here. I'm going to try to move my way through this mound of material next to me that I've been sitting on. This is from last week. Something to keep an eye on as the cycle moves through. Millennials are not an exception. They've moved to the right. So says Nate Cohn, chief political analyst here at The Tilt. And Nate Cohn's done work for a lot of places, so he's a respected voice among election watchers. 15 years ago, he writes, a new generation of young voters propelled Barack Obama to a decisive victory that augured a new era of Democratic dominance. 15 years ago, those young voters aren't so young anymore, and they're not quite so Democratic. In the 2020 presidential election, voters who were 18 to 29 backed Joe Biden 55% to 43%. That's the wrong... it's the right date. Voters who were 18 to 29 back in 2008 in the 2020 presidential election backed Joe Biden by 55-43, a margin roughly half that of Barack Obama's 12 years earlier. The exit polls show it even closer, with Joe Biden winning by just 51-45 among voters who were 18 to 27 in 2008. And last fall, the young voters of 2008 who helped Barack Obama to victory preferred Democratic congressional candidates by just 10 points in Times Siena polling. It mirrors a shift to the right among many age demographics. Probably not hearing too much about this, are you? Over the last decade, almost every cohort of voters under 50 has shifted toward the right based on an analysis of thousands of survey interviews archived at the Roper Center. Now, you will say this, if you were going to pick a point at which enthusiasm and support for the left was at its apex over the past 20 years or so, that 2008 election probably is the place. Republicans ran a weaker candidate, I wanted to be nice, in John McCain. Democrats had a young, dynamic Barack Obama running. It was essentially a landslide in the Electoral College. And there were a lot of young Democrats who got out and voted for perhaps the first time. And so shifting to the right from that point perhaps is to be expected, but the margin of some of those shifts is actually somewhat surprising. Nate Cohn says that, folklore has long held that voters become more conservative as they get older, but it is nonetheless at odds with a wave of recent reports or studies suggesting otherwise. The Financial Times recently wrote that millennials are shattering the oldest rule in politics by not moving to the right as they age. That doesn't appear to be true. If you track the same cohort of voters over time, meaning the same voters over a long stretch of time, the millennials of 2008 are not the same as the millennials of 2016. Six additional years of even more heavily Democratic millennials became eligible to vote after the 2008 election, canceling out the slight Republican shift among older millennials. But the shift to the right is present among all voters under the age of 50. Is that a reflection of the weaker candidates Democrats have run? Is that a reflection of President Trump, Donald Trump's message resonating more deeply with voters in that age demographic? Well, they didn't analyze that stuff. It's up to us to try to figure it out. But one way or the other, I think the point to take here is not to believe, the whole demographics is destiny message, which has been a part of the left for years and years now. And they mean that in two ways. They mean that in voters' age and voters' racial backgrounds. Thought was more Hispanics, more Democrat votes. That hasn't turned out the way they planned, and perhaps the age portion of this also is not turning out the way it was planned either. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. Welcome.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michigan.chamber.com.
Every kid deserves a chance to feel safe, to have their own bed, to be loved and cared for. That's why I love my foster parents. They make me feel like part of the family.
Raise hope and foster dreams for one of 13,000 Michigan children in foster care. Visit michigan.gov/hopeforahome or call 855-MISH-KIDS. That's 855-MICH-KIDS. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.